And this next song we have from an up-and-coming band. Alright, they are 5 Seconds to Mars. I mean, 5 Seconds of Summer.
5 Seconds of Summer, boys!
Special episode of Midnight Memories, colon, the podcast. welcome back to Midnight Memories. I'm Aoife.
I'm Ali.
Harry Casey isn't here, but like only because he wasn't at these things. I actually haven't even told him that we're doing this, so I hope he doesn't feel excluded.
he won't mind. Sure, he wasn't there.
This is it. That's
rage and he wasn't there.
Yeah. Maybe he was. Wait, maybe we didn't see who was at the barrier. Maybe Harry Casey had a VIP soundtrack ticket to 5 Seconds of Summer in the Belfast SSE Arena. Who's to say he didn't? How is everybody? We're here to review our experiences at Five Sauce shows that we went to this week, last week. Time is a construct.
It was this week. The Belfast show was on Monday. Isn't that so weird?
Yes.
I keep saying out at the weekend, but it wasn't even. It was like Sunday and Monday.
Slay.
So I don't know if we mentioned in our last episode, but we recorded last week's episode.
Yeah, we did a little as it was episode. And I feel like we mentioned at the end of that that we were diving headfirst back into our Five Sauce era.
So me and Jen watched their podcasty thing over Christmas and we were like, fuck it, let's try get tickets. Because I remember we did try to get tickets to the Dublin one before that.
We organized this live on the pod, or it was definitely like straight after a recording.
Yeah, we definitely spoke like about
the Midnight Memory Awards or something, and then I got used to get Belfast tickets.
Well, we watched the podcast thing and then I was like, I'm pretty sure Aoife's going, so why don't we try for Belfast instead of Dublin? And you were saying then, you were like, oh, I'm pretty sure Belfast still has standing.
Yeah. And she did.
And then like 2 weeks before the Dublin concert, they must have had tickets on hold because of COVID, because it wasn't sold out in the end, but it was sold out for a year. So I reckon that they half capacitated it and then released holds. And we got some standing tickets, like, I don't know, like a week or two before the gig in Dublin. So yeah, we did two concerts.
Groupie era, activate.
Groupie era. This is like our warm-up act for Harry.
No, honestly, like since going to those gigs, because I had been to like little tiny like pubby gigs, like really, really small things last summer, but I hadn't been to like a proper like big like arena show since before COVID. And I'm like feral to go back to a concert, lads. Like, fuck me. I love it. I love the buzz. I love the vibes. I love it. I love spending £1,400 on a double vodka.
So funny. Just like tell everyone like from, I suppose, 1 p.m. on Sunday what we did.
Yeah, we're going to take you chronologically. Yeah. 7 a.m. the usual morning lineup.
We have to tell them the spoiler alert to keep them interested.
Listen to the end.
We do meet the band.
Twice. Twice. 2 Seconds of Summer, met Five Sauce twice.
2 Seconds of Summer.
Almost collected them all.
Yeah, well, we kind of did. We still seen Ashton.
Yeah, but that's for later. That's a spoiler.
Yeah,
Sunday morning, I woke up, had a shower, shaved my legs, gave myself a really gnarly cut on my leg that one of my housemates, Shannon, saw it last night, like nearly leapt out of her skin. She was like, Aoife, what the fuck is that? And I was like, I just can't shave.
Oh my God, did you see that TikTok that some Irish girl made that went viral? And she's like, I'm going to see 5 Seconds of Summer and this is called maturity because I haven't shaved my entire body. Shout out to Emily Calder, who listens to this podcast, because she sent it to me. And I was like, did you? I was like, girl, I'm too lazy for that.
But yeah, so we headed and queued from around like 2. Or two, no, we had said we were going to go for two, but we ended up going a bit earlier. But I feel we probably got there around two because I'm cursed. And every time I try to cheat the Lewis, so the Lewis is like public transport in Dublin. And contrary to what Twitter would have you believe, it's not free. But every time I buy a ticket for him, I'm like, oh, who ever checks these tickets? But every time I ever go, I'm not buying a ticket today. Guess who is on the train? The Lewis inspector. So I had bought like a child's day ticket for the Lewis because it was like €3. And then we had to jump off the Lewis early because I was going to get fined €250.
No, it was so funny because we're on the Lewis, right? I don't know anyone who knows. We were at like Mayor's. We were near like the CHQ building. And the security guards are literally on their way up the Lewis. So we run to the other end of it so that by the time it parks, we can get off without getting caught.
Yeah.
It was so funny. It meant that we could go to the shop and we bought a can of Four Loko each for the
guys. Queue. If you're of the legal drinking age, wherever you are living, Four Loko, slay. Absolute slay. Like any more for a pre, I'm gonna have two Four Lokos. I'm like, she's getting the job done. It was so good.
Absolutely jazzed. But we were lucky when we got to the Tree Arena, there was not like barriers up yet or anything, and there was probably maybe like, I don't know, like 40 or 50 people ahead of us.
I have no concept of people. Like, see, whenever I used to like queue for One Direction back in the day, I'd be like, oh, I'm like 100th in the queue, and then they'd come around and do the numbers and it'd be like, you're number 18, and I'd be like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, I think about it now out loud, there was definitely less than that. There was probably 30 at most.
I'm gonna say that we were like 35.
Yeah
maybe. Well,
we were like around the corner of the Three Arena, and we were so lucky where we were at first because there was no wind. We were in the sun, it was beautiful. And then like an hour later, they like set up the barriers to put people into a proper queue, and it was so fucking cold and windy around that side.
It didn't rain, thank God, but it was cold, windy situation. Wasn't a sleigh.
It was not a sleigh. But like, if you ever plan to like queue at a gig, like I had never done it like this before, if you want to do it and you're worried about toilets or you're worried about food or anything, I cannot like emphasize how well the Three Arena actually organized this.
They were really, really lovely.
Like if you wanted to go to the toilet, all you had to do was like give this man in a blue vest a little wave and off you went, and he'd let you back into the queue.
Yeah, and then like the people around you kind of policed it, so like say you jump, like they would be like, oh no, she was in. Because I think that there was a bit, Ali, where like you were running in because they were like moving us up a bit in the queue, and everyone was like, no, let her in, she was here. Also, everybody in the queue was so nice.
Yeah, like, these are people who were like further back because I couldn't get out where our barrier was, so I went back a bit further. And I said to the girls, like when I was leaving, I was like, I'm not like skipping or anything, I just need to go to the toilet. And when I came back, they had swapped the guy who was like policing the queue. And he was like, oh, go back to the back line or whatever. And I was like, no, I was here already. And he's like, oh, and all the girls like at that end were like, no, she was here. Oh. And this was like just as they were like starting to put people into like those, like where they were checking the bags and putting people into the small queues. Also, we need to talk about, they put us into like these like four or five smaller queues in front of all of the doors,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, for like a half an hour being like, oh my God, they're just going to unleash us into the venue with these people.
Like, it was like 10 minutes ago. Stressful.
But then they did it. They did a queue by queue in order.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
sound.
Let's rate everything out of this five, because 5 seconds of summer. The weather, I'm going to give like a 2.5 out of 5 seconds of summer on the weather. Because, like, yes, it was cold and windy, but like maybe a 3, but it wasn't like warm.
4.
Okay.
I wasn't warm, but it wasn't wet. Where we were in the end, because we were kind of mid like people, we were kind of warm.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say it was cold in that queue. I had really good crack. The weather was fine.
I think that like 4. You've talked me around, and I think that a 4 is pretty fair, because like it was only cold because we sat down, so like our little asses were cold.
Yeah.
I mean, our big juicy asses were cold. weather, sure. 4 out of 5 seconds of summer. Three Arena staff, 5 out of 5 seconds of summer.
5 out of 5. They were actually dead on.
Really great. Everybody around us in the queue, 10 out of 5 seconds of summer.
Yeah.
We were really great crack. some great fashion, some great eye makeup going on. Shout out to, I don't know anybody's name, but there was one girl who we were kind of chatting to all day. Alva, she's fucking legend. Alva, I hope you listen to this podcast because you're class. I hope you have a great leaving cert and life.
So there was like the Mayo and Kerry football match was on and I tweeted before we got to the venue. I was like,
oh my God, yeah.
Someone in the queue put on the match for us today. And someone tweeted me back being like, yeah, I'm going to be there soon. I'll put it on. And then I just completely forgot about that. And then later on in the day, Alva, who was queuing with us, puts on the match. I was like, are you the person who tweeted me earlier today? And she's like, yeah.
Oh, so it was just really, really lovely queuing experience. And I think that, like, I know this is a 1D pod, but I think that we're all removed enough to say that we were all quite fucking feral at the time, guys. And that was my biggest queuing experience ever. And it was like kind of awful. Like it was like you were waiting to go into the Hunger Games vibes. And so this was just such a lovely experience.
So friendly. Everyone was so, like, I've never had that at a concert where everyone was that nice.
Yeah.
And like looking out for each other, like we'll get to it when we get in there. Like there was people passing out and shit, but like outside the doors, beautiful, stunning, everyone friendly, everyone nice, everyone chatty. No one was a bitch, no one was trying to skip each other, like none of that sort of shit.
Yeah.
Very dead on. But then yeah, they unleashed us into the venue. There was, I don't know if you're all, if you're going to this tour at some point, there is like a VIP package. And if you're wondering, there's roughly about three rows of people who are already going to be in the venue ahead of you, because of having that early entry thing. So like, regardless of how long you queue with a normal ticket, you're going to be like 3-4 rows back.
Yeah.
Just a heads up, but like still really good. I think we were like maybe 7 rows back.
Yeah, we were like really like, it was a little sleigh and we were on Callum's side and what a ride. Not to skip to the end, but what a ride.
Yeah.
Wow.
No words.
Ooh, wow.
Wow. We'll get there.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Where were we?
Intermission while we all think about Callum Hood.
That was so funny because when we were like talking about queuing and stuff, like deciding when we were going to go.
Oh yeah.
Jen, one of our friends who was with us, who has been on this podcast, and Lisa, who's also been on this podcast. Jen is like a massive Michael girl, like true and true. And Jen was like, well, I want to be on the Michael side. I was like, girly, we are going in entrance tree. We have a straight path to Callum Central.
Yeah.
Like, we are on Callum's side. Sorry.
Yeah.
So yeah, we ended up on Callum's side. We were kind of lucky as well because the Michael side did look way more full when we got in.
This is it. So yeah, and then the standing around begins. They played, you know, from their 10-year anniversary special thing, they did all those skits. So they played those before the concert. There was a moment where a QR code flashed up and it didn't work. So
it didn't work. Everyone was like, oh, classic 5 stars.
Yeah. So if you've gone to a show where that did work, please tell us what was on it because it didn't work in Belfast either.
Also, they do like a special poster for each venue that you can get.
Oh yeah, that's really cute.
Order. I went back on because I actually really love the Dublin one and I was like, I'm gonna order that. It's gone. So you must only be able to order it the day of. So if you're looking to get like the limited to the venue merch, get it on the day. Don't wait to order it afterwards because they only have the London one up now.
The merch is nice.
The merch is nice. Like, how does that take note? Like, the merch is truly good. That seems tough. I'm actually raging and buy it.
It's all available online. And so if I ever find myself with money while it's on sale, I kind of might buy it.
Yeah, same. I really
some of it's nice. The long sleeve thing with all the eyes on it. I didn't like it until I found out it was a long sleeve, and then I was like, wait, you're changing my mind. Or maybe it's just because Callum was like, I like this, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll wear it so that you love me.
I'm gonna wear this top with your face on it so that you will love
me. I've read fanfics, okay, I know that it works. So yeah, and then
people started dropping like flies at this point.
Yeah, like, truly, like,
and on, like, people started dropping. They like the tree arena staff once again inside, incredible. Water was flowing, like, shit chunk of water was being handed out. Then the support act came on. Actually, the support act were on stage from the moment we got in the venue because they're actually, I heard as well, the sound check, 5 stars of sound check ran 2 hours late in Dublin.
Oh,
So that's why that happened. Yeah, someone on Twitter had it up that they were held in like a, I don't know, side part of.
Oh shit.
I think we watched the real sound check and then they let those people in. Because when we were out, we forgot to mention this, when we were out in the queue, we had like a great little view of the sound check because
yeah,
the staff, once again being sound, left the door open. So that
yeah, because it was like the staff entrance, but then we were all like, oh my God, they're there. So they were like, oh, let me leave the door open.
Yeah, so we could see like Ashton on the drums for like the whole thing, which was that. We have this on TikTok, by the way, so go look at our TikTok. But then yeah, Coyne came on.
And
they are a band, they're from Nashville.
They but the, your man like, who's the lead singer has massive like English boy energy. So it was quite a shock when they were like, hey, we're coming from Nashville. We were like, whoa, you're dressed like a geography teacher. That's mind blowing.
Yeah, they sort of they dress like Vampire Weekend and sing like 1975.
So oh, don't do 1975 like that. They sing like a band who, yeah, like a band who want to be like the 1975, but the 1975.
Oh, I didn't say they were as good. I just trying.
But really, the most prevailing energy that Coyne had at the Dublin show was MGK energy, and I don't mean that as a compliment. Your man, who was the lead singer, was like, you know, the video of MGK on the table, and it's like really the ick. Like he was given that a lot. He had this like little keyboard set up and he kept like kind of twerking on it a little bit. I think that he was just like using it to like, yeah, the tongue was out. The coke was in the nose and the tongue was out. I fear he took one mini two bumps.
We will get to it when we get to talk about Belfast, but they did get better.
Yes, spoiler alert, he didn't take the extra bump in Belfast, I think.
Yeah, it gets better.
Yeah. But it was a fun set. The crowd was warmed up. I guess maybe they had a viral song or something at some point that I am too old to have heard, because there was a couple of songs that everybody sang along to and I was like, I've simply never heard of this.
But then the real support act happened, which is a girl in the crowd just over from us who smashed her pass on her phone. Actually, I have her username. We'll shout her out because I took a TikTok of it.
Oh, yeah.
And she actually commented on it and was like, that's me. But she just would put up like smash her pass and then the name of a celebrity on her phone, it would flash. And it was just so funny.
It was really funny. It kept
like literally hundreds of people entertained for, it was like the last 10 minutes before Five Sauce came on stage. Her name on TikTok is DUI Princess. DUI.
Shout out DUI Princess. This one was up to you. 5 seconds out of 5 seconds of summer.
She commented and was like, this is me, OMFG. And I said, you legend, this was the best opening act I've ever seen. that's on my TikTok if anyone wants to see it.
Let's wait Coyne out of 5 seconds of summer. For Dublin, I'm going to give them like...
I'm giving them 2.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go for like a 3. I'm going to say 3 seconds of summer because like I did have fun. It just, the tongue was really distracting. Like, and every time that I would have fun, he then would stick out his tongue again. And I was like, you're taking me out of it. But the sound mixing was great in Dublin. God, they sounded really good.
Yeah, the sound was
once again, 3 arena staff, 5 seconds out of 5 seconds of summer, guys.
Yeah, the sound was like, yeah, definitely 5 out of 5. I'm only giving them 2.5 because of how good they were in Belfast compared to Dublin.
That's fair.
I'll give them a better score for Belfast.
That's fair. But then, yeah, it then was time for Five Sauce.
Guys, their stage design is maybe...
Infinity seconds out of 5 seconds of summer.
Yeah, it's maybe one of the best stage designs I have ever seen for a concert.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Oh my God, it was so good.
Like this, when they came on stage, there was like this like cagey sort of thing. It looked like loads of little windows, but it was like fully made out of like, I don't know, are they like little LED sort of panels?
I think that it must be.
But it's like you can't see them, and then all of a sudden,
it's so good, and they just like appear. There's like a big like kind of lasery show. Like some of the stuff was like, I don't know if anybody's ever seen Alt J live, but some of it was like giving me that because I saw them at Glastonbury and they had like a really fucking great setup.
Yeah, it was very spacey. And also I went on their website to try to get that poster the other day, and their website update is very spacey. It looks like they're about to be by aliens. And then Ashton tweeted something where it was like, let us transport you. So I reckon maybe their new album will be something, the title will be something to do with space. Yeah, I thought, is this what they're going for? But yeah, they came in. Callum was on our side.
The big riot.
And my favorite thing was it Jen or Lisa? I think it was Lisa. Just turns around and just goes, oh my God, he's so good looking. You're shocked.
Yeah. Oh, and most of them wore a little bit of green for the Dublin show, which was cute. We thought Callum had an Irish jersey on, but it was just a green top.
Yeah. Literally green top that he's wore like 100 times before.
It looked like the vintage Ireland jersey though, so oh well. Ash had on like a really great green velvet suit and it was really nice.
Yeah.
He seems to just have it in like a bunch of colours and that's what he's going to wear all tour, but it's a great little great suit.
Yeah, it is. It's very like 70s glam rock star. Like, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Ashton should have been in Daisy Jones and the Six, and that's my
casting. Oh my God, so true. He just
year.
Fresh. Yeah, agreed. He should have been the main guy.
He looks enough like Sam Claflin that like nobody would notice if Ashton just did it.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, that's Sam Claflin. And you'd
let's
be like,
email okay. Netflix.
Honestly. I think can I at this point take a detour to talk about the fact that Luke Hemmings is going to put me in therapy? Because and I mean all of this from a purely aesthetic standpoint. I don't mean, and like I think that there is like a creepy element to it anyway, and I'm sorry for that. I'm not trying to like fetishize or sexualize. I mean this purely aesthetically. That is the ideal form. He has my dream body. The yeah. way clothes hang on him is just so ideal.
Yeah.
He broad shoulders, little waist, and everything looks so good on him. And I'm really jealous. And it makes me gender dysphoric in a way that I have never been in my life. So thanks, Luke.
That's just insane. I don't think there's anyone better looking. Like it's
like
kind of
drop the PT routine, drop the diet like regime, drop the whatever, drop the measurements so I know what I'm aiming for.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I want to look like that.
Yeah.
And like I truly just mean that aesthetically. I feel like a creep, but I mean it in the nicest way possible.
Yeah. And Michael was also dressed very cool. He was in like his classic, like oversized emo vibes. He had green on as well, didn't he? He had, like kind of a green shirt.
I think there was like a patches of green on his shirt, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they all looked great.
I'm so into their style at the minute because like it's not cohesive, but it somehow works. Like they're all doing their own thing, but it still looks good as a group somehow.
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't look good, but it does.
I think it just is because they're like, this is what we look like. We're a unit. Accept us as we are. So it kind of works that way, I guess. Yeah, and like they have distinct enough personalities that it's not like they're all like really samey people and then dressing different like for the sake of it. Like I think that it feels just like what they want to wear.
Yeah,
so
like Michael's pure emo. Ashton's like kind of old style rock star. Callum's like stoner boy.
Yeah.
And Luke is kind of like, Luke's kind of like fashion boy. Like
Luke is like, one of the girls in the house was watching Dirty Dancing the last day and I was like, yeah, Luke's giving me like Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
You know, like that like vintage, like old timey suit. Like it's almost like a granddad suit or something.
But it works.
It works. But he's kind of in his HS1 era with the suit.
He is. Yeah. Luke is in his HS1 era.
5 seconds of summer style. I rate it 5 out of 5 seconds of summer.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and the show.
More? Can we talk about more?
We can talk about any of the songs that you'd like because they all fucking slapped.
The set list is incredible. There's 26 songs on it. They
which
played
is great.
More, which I've wanted to hear live for so long.
It was
goes so
good.
Hard. It's so good.
Yeah.
The transitions between songs are so Beautiful.
Really good.
They weren't the exact same both nights. I was watching back my videos. Like, I feel like they actually are riffing a little bit, which is fun. What Lover of Mine was beautiful live. Mm. Oh my God. Well, that's one of my favorite songs like ever though.
I was waiting the whole gig for Red Desert. So when they did that, I was like, I can die happy. This sounds great.
And Ashley's drum solo in that was like so cool.
Yeah. The whole thing was great. Like the show was really slick. The visuals, like I cannot stress enough. 5 Seconds of Summer, if you're listening to this, please give whoever did the visuals and your lighting design a massive raise, because oh my fucking God, what beautiful work. Man, yeah. It was so gorgeous.
Wildflower also particularly gorgeous.
Yeah, it was gorgeous and went really hard.
Really like, really silhouetted whoever wasn't singing, and then whoever was singing was like face lit, and it was just gorgeous. It was so nice.
Looked so good. Yeah, it was just a great show. Like, great set list mix of like the new stuff and the old stuff. The only moment where I felt like the set list was like a bit was at the end, because spoiler alert, they finish with what's the song before that? They do Jet Black Heart, and then they do the fake The Concert Has Ended, and then they come back on actually pretty quick and do Ghost of You, and then
they didn't even watch it. They should have actually really took the encore.
I think that it like kind of in Dublin I felt like it needed another song, because Ghost of You, where the visuals again were so good.
They make it like they're in a house.
And then it ends where everybody is covered except Luke in the middle, and it just looks fantastic. But then it's like, this is our last song. Here's Youngblood. Fucking get off your feet. And I was like, I'm upset actually, because you just sang Ghost of Me. I need a minute. But spoiler alert, I didn't feel that so much in Belfast.
Yeah.
So maybe it was just like a crowd thing. Maybe the vibes were just a bit weird.
I think it might have been because it went much harder in Belfast.
Yeah. And like, I wonder, like, maybe they were a bit nervous, but I do like, I think the Five Sauce crowd in Dublin when the concert was on, I unfortunately can't give you a 5 out of 5 seconds of summer rating.
Like, really, I would still give Dublin a 5 out of 5. I would just give Belfast like a 10 out of 5. Dublin went so hard. Belfast,
that's actually fair. Crazy. If we can give Belfast like an above 5, then yes, Dublin can 5.
Like the Dublin crowd was insane.
Dublin crowd was really fun. Belfast there was there was a joke Luke made, because they played Disconnected towards the start of the set, and there was a joke Luke made that I couldn't tell if it was a joke or like reading the room, where they started playing Disconnected and everyone sang along really loud, and he goes, "Oh, you know this one, do ya?" And I was like, is this shade because maybe people didn't know the first two songs and now they know this one, or is it a joke where you're being like, we're playing Disconnected? Either way, I enjoyed it. But yeah,
another thing that they do on stage is that I really enjoy, and I think it just gives me like One Direction flashbacks as well, is like they're sort of they've such mischief on stage. Like they're constantly like whispering shit to each other.
Yeah,
and like pointing out stuff to each other. Like they're not doing it with the crowd at all. They're just doing it with each other. Like they could be calling us little fucking freaks right now.
Yeah,
and we would have no idea, which they probably were, to be fair.
Yeah.
We talked about Callum Hood literally staring at us for the concert.
Yeah, we should also talk about the fact I didn't wear my glasses, so he could have been mouthing, "Do you want to come home with me?" And I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known a thing. No.
That man, there was a lot of for like so much of the concert, and I actually got it on video a few times, like fully staring at us. There's one song, I can't remember actually which one it was, but it was near the beginning. The whole video I have, Callum Hood, he's staring at us like dead.
The one that got away.
I had to keep being shy.
I know, literally, away. Like every time I would be. Literally, sometimes I'd be like, is Callum looking this way? And then I'd be like, I'm gonna look so bad. And then I'd be like, I don't want to like try sexy dance, I'm trying to have a good time, but like I know I'm not gonna look good. I've been in the queue all day, I did my makeup this morning, and I can feel that my hair is like slick with sweat.
I was like, I'm a sweaty mess right now, Callum, stop looking at me.
Literally, Callum, where were you when I had literally opened the door of my house this morning?
Oh my God, you know what? Oh, we'll get to it when we get to the Belfast thing, but I was so angry with the coat that I wore when we met them. We'll get to that though, we'll get to that.
But yeah, and so Slay, Dublin gig. I'm going to rate you, yeah, 5 out of 5 seconds of summer. Great to be back at a concert. Like, really, really great show. They were really happy to be there because it was like their first show back and stuff. And so the boys were really cute.
Tell them about what's booked in the drinks.
Oh, yeah. Go on then. Party planner.
Because we are crazy, we emailed the hotel and we weren't massively lying. We were celebrating someone's 26th and we were coming from Dawson Street after dinner, and we were wondering if we could book in for some drinks. And if it had been any other day of the week, the plan would have worked. They got back to me the next day and they were like, sorry, we'd no one on, like, their reservations aren't open on Sunday or whatever it said.
Yeah.
And we were like, hope you had a good night. I've never been so raging. It was a foolproof plan. We were gonna
book in a
hotel bar and not have to stand outside, and we would just meet them as normal people. But
we were also like really sweaty messes, and it was raining when we got out, so it was just a bit like, is this?
We probably wouldn't have went anyway.
Is this the face that's gonna pull Callum Hood?
Absolutely not on that night.
So we went home.
We went home, but then the whole way home, I was like, it's okay, we're gonna meet them tomorrow.
And guess what?
Me and Jen had to go. We had to go to Temple Bar to get our bus. And our bus wasn't for like 10 minutes. So me and Jen literally ran around all of the like popular pubs in Temple Bar and just looked in the window. Because Ashton had on his story that he's in. Which one was it?
Oh, I don't remember. But he was out anyway. He'd been kind of all over the shop.
They're so bad. They're literally the stupidest band. They give away where they are all the time. Aston yesterday on his story for London, or the day before, literally puts up a video of his view from the hotel.
It's
they want the girlies at the hotel like they do. Otherwise, like. We just went home though.
But then ready to do it all again the next day.
Yeah, and it was so funny because we were getting the bus from Dublin to Belfast at like 10:30. The minute we get on the bus, right, all these pictures on Twitter start flooding in of people meeting them at the hotel at the time, like while we were getting the bus. And Aoife will like attest to this. I was literally sitting on the bus. I was so angry. I was like, I am fuming. We should have just got a later bus, went to the hotel, like, but then I was also like, it's fine because we're gonna meet them.
She was manifesting.
I was like, I'm just gonna turn this rage into hope.
So poetic. Poets for five sauce.
But then we got to Belfast was great crack. We like didn't queue for Belfast.
We just went for a couple of drinks before. Shout out Revolution to Cuba for your happy hour.
Yeah, we were down in the cocktails. We arrived at the concert fairly tipsy, and then we got Jen got rum Red Bull, and then I got vodka Red Bull.
I got a little rum and Fanta.
So fun. We were surrounded by young ones who were dying for vapes.
God, everybody like truly loves a vape. Like,
girlies in Belfast love a vape.
Yeah, and I think that, like, even though I lived in Belfast for so long, something I forgot about Belfast was that everyone is a massive emo.
Yeah, Belfast are emo.
Hopping with emos. And I completely forgot about that part of, like, Belfast life. So the crowd were,
like, the crowd were excellent vibes. Belfast.
Very young. Like, truly, like, I've seen, like, people putting up TikToks at Olivia Rodrigo shows, like, am I too old to be here? And, like, we were, like, fully, like, 10 years older. That in the Dublin queue, there were people who had never watched Glee. Like, I was like, I feel so old, I want to die. You haven't even watched Glee?
On this, actually, I seen there was loads of drama on, like, Stan Twitter last night where, like, someone was given out about, like, fans who are, like, 25 and over being, like, why have you not got other things to do than like meet bands and go to shows? And it's like, girlies, you have it all wrong. Being 25 and going to concerts is literally the best age, because you can afford to do more than one. You can afford to go to different cities. You can afford to, like, you can be old enough to walk into the hotel and not have to stand outside. You know, no one's going to think.
Yeah, you can pull them and nobody's going to get arrested. And yeah,
no one's going to care. Like, you can get away with a lot more.
Yeah, and also you don't stop having interests when you turn, like, 25.
Yeah.
I'll be in the Harry Styles. Yeah, I'll be in the pit at Harry Styles when I'm 65. So, sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, there were a few, like, people who were our age and older to the left.
Yeah, we were, like, dotted around.
Yeah, but we got, like, we didn't queue and we got, like, super close.
Yeah, we went on the Michael side for Jen this time, and we were, like, not really that much further back than we were in Dublin, and we had not queued at all. Like, the doors opened at, like, 6:30 in Belfast, and we got there at, like,
7:30,
probably. Because, yeah, we all, like, peed and got a drink before we went in. Like, we were much more chill with the Belfast one.
And we really were maybe, I don't know, 4 rows further back than we were in Dublin.
Yeah, like,
the way the venue is in Belfast, it doesn't actually feel like you're very far back. Like, my videos from Belfast are probably better than my videos from Dublin.
Yeah.
Coin, way better. Yes. Belfast loved Coin.
Belfast loved Coin. Oh my god, that is when I remembered that everyone was an emo. The lights were up. They knew a lot of the songs. They were singing along. The lads from Coin were, like, you could tell that they were, like, holy fucking shit, because people knew who they were. Your man was much less annoying. Like, he just, whether maybe he was just, like, really nervous in Dublin, or I don't know if it was, like, an extra bump of coke they didn't take, or whether it was just, like, the shock then of people, like, enjoying them so much more and, like, engaging with them more, if that, like, settled him a bit or, like, threw him off enough that he was then more normal. But they were great, and yeah, everybody's loving it. So Coin got a big fat welcome. I'm gonna give Coin in Belfast, you guys can have a 10 out of 5 seconds of summer, because you were so much improved.
They were,
fuck it,
so solid in Belfast. I had so much fun.
Yeah,
like, we were dancing around. Like, they were great in Belfast.
Yeah. Really, really good. Shout out Coin.
And then out come the four legends again.
Out come the four legends. And once again, a really great show.
Can we do an outfit check here? Because I need the trousers, yes. Callum Moore.
Outfit check. How much five stars outfit watch.
And you know what's so funny? I'm pretty sure I've seen the trousers before, because I am on hiking TikTok. I'm like 90% sure they are those trousers. Yeah, of course I am. I'm pretty sure they're those trousers that people who hike wear, because each, they're different colors. Every bit of them is a different color, and I think you can, like, zip each one off to make them shorter. I'm pretty sure it's those trousers, but just in a different color. And I need them.
They're really, really nice trousers.
If you haven't seen them, by the way, they're just, like, kind of stripy trousers. Just look at Pornhub Belfast. They were really cool.
Luke had on the same suit, but had a different top under it. He had, like, a little t-shirt with a rainbow on it in Dublin. And in Belfast, he just had, like, a blue tank top to show off his flat boyish body that I wish that I had. Thanks, Luke, for that one. Thanks. Michael, classic big shirt, skinny jean. I would love to see where Michael's hairline starts.
I know.
Do you know, like, I'm just really curious, because he's had that fringe for so long that, like, where does it come from?
I don't even know.
And anymore. If you pushed it back, like, just keep going. Would he be giving Nicola Collin in the season 2 Bridgerton forehead? Or,
oh my gosh.
Or what?
He'd probably rock it well. Like, he'd probably
yeah. And then I feel like Ash had, the same suit in a different color, I think.
What was Ash wearing in Belfast?
I feel like he was wearing that suit. Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like behind them drums, you'll excuse us.
I never see Ashton.
Yeah, he's like stuck behind. So you'll excuse us, Ashton, if we can't properly review your film. But yeah, really, really great show. They were running a little bit late, so I think they cut Lover of Mine from the set.
Yeah,
but
oh, we forgot to talk about the signs. We made
signs. Oh my god, yeah, we brought signs.
My sign said on one side it said pints question mark, and then on the other side it said Slay Queens.
Yeah,
Callum and Luke 100% saw it.
100% saw it. 100% saw it. Yeah, Callum in Dublin was quite like stony stoner faced, or maybe it's just because I couldn't see.
Well, he was.
He gave like a little like like you can see he laughed when he saw it, and Luke saw it and definitely like had a little.
Luke
giggle.
Gave a giggle 100%, and then when we were in Belfast. Also, the Slay Queens seems to have gone down very popular on TikTok. A lot of people are commenting on my TikToks being like, oh my God, you had the Slay Queen sign. Loved it. Most of the time I was holding the pints one towards them.
Yeah.
And then when we were in Belfast, people in Belfast were so fun for like lighting up the sign. There's this like guy standing behind his flashlight on his phone onto my sign for pints. And Michael seen it then as well. Michael was loving us though in Belfast. where we were standing, everyone in front of us, like Belfast was loud, but they weren't really dancey. So the crowd in front of us like weren't really like jumping around. There wasn't much like movement.
I feel like from us back, they were probably dancey, but you know when you get very up the front, you sometimes don't have room to dance. But also like I both nights at some point in the concert would notice that I had like a lot of space around me, and I was like, I love to be so annoying that everyone's like, oh, I'm gonna stand away from that girl.
Yeah. Oh, me and Jen at one point, you can literally hear Jen, and I took a video, you can hear Jen, Michael's laughing at us dancing, and Jen's like, oh my god, the eye contact!
Oh!
It is so funny. Like, we kept making eye contact with us, because we're just like jumping around like mad. Like, that was very, very funny. They were also, the staff in Thingy Mabob weren't great, this SSE, it seemed like when people were passing out,
oh yes, forgot to mention that about the Dublin gig. Bitch, everybody collapsed.
Everybody collapsed. Also, Five Sauce were really good for
But like during Amnesia, I think that half the crowd fully like
dead.
Five Sauce were singing I'm Really Not Fine at All, and the crowd were like, help me.
I'm not fine at all.
that is also the moment that I knew confirmed that Callum was looking at us the whole show, because like some girl like kind of deeper back in the crowd had fainted, and everyone was like, Callum, Callum. And then we were like, Callum, look. And then he was like, oh, what's going on? And I was like, oh, I love this connection. We should like get drinks. once we save this girl's life, we should like bond over it or something.
Get out of my lane. Thank you.
Yeah. So they like finished Amnesia, and then like he instantly, cause like there was enough of like, there was barely any of the song left. So they finished the song, and then he was like, hey, somebody needs help over there. And so yeah, they were really good for like calling it out and getting people help. I didn't see a lot of people pass on.
I think it's maybe because people just aren't used to it anymore.
Yeah, and I wonder like if it was a lot of people's like not first concert, but like definitely first concert in a while, and like if maybe it was like people's first standing concert, if they'd only like if they'd been a kid before and they were seated, and obviously now they're a teenager, and like
yeah, or maybe like long COVID as well, if people have had COVID, God, maybe their lungs are booked, like,
or maybe it's all the vaping, girls, maybe you need to stop vaping.
Yeah, 8 euro vapes from the shop, maybe you need to stop vaping.
Yeah, if the vape costs 90 cents, then what you think is doing to your lungs.
Encore in Belfast was great. Youngblood was insane in Belfast. More was insane in Belfast. More was better in Belfast.
So good.
She Looks So Perfect was so fun in Belfast.
Yeah. The Belfast crowd like felt like they were really loud. Maybe it's just like the acoustics and the venue being different, but like, I don't know, man. I was having and maybe it was because I was a bit drunk in the Belfast one, but I had a fucking great night.
The band were so much more relaxed though as well. Like,
yeah.
Because I actually thought you really could see that they were nervous in Dublin, and like they got fine after a while, but you could tell.
Yeah.
Whereas in Belfast, they didn't really seem nervous.
Like even the chatting bits, like when Michael was doing his talking bit in Dublin, like he could barely string a sentence together, and he was pacing the whole time. He was so nervous. And then
he was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna hand it back to Luke because I don't know what to say.
Yeah, God love him, he's so sweet. And then yeah, and
Callum forgot our middle names when he was introduced.
Oh yeah.
He's like, is your real middle name Robert?
Yeah.
Best friend.
Yeah. Like, you spend all of your time with this guy. But yeah, great vibes. Belfast show, like 800 out of 5 seconds of summer. It was a sleigh.
It was a sleigh. Then we were so convinced, right, that they were going to go out in Belfast. So
I
have genuinely like 20,000 steps on my phone from that day.
Yeah.
Laps of the pubs and everywhere was closed.
Like, I was texting around my friends from Belfast being like, guys, has something happened here that I am not aware of since I moved away? Because like, she was a ghost town. It was like 11 o'clock. And I know that it was a Monday, but like, we were getting turned from like every pub. Like, everything was closing. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
And so, yeah, Ali, what did we do then instead of going?
Then we were like, let's go to their hotel, because once again, we knew it. And it was on our way home, so why not? But we got there anyway, and there wasn't that many people there.
And this is also where the psychoanalysis of me begins.
Yeah, so Aoife's like, I feel weird being here. And I'm like,
I have a podcast about celebrities. My entire personality is pop culture. And yet when it's like ghost town outside this hotel, I felt horrible.
But see, the thing is with them, I don't feel as horrible as I should because because they do shit like post where their hotel is. Like, you know, like they're fucking nasty outside. But yeah, it was very funny. We're there. There was more people there then than the next day.
Yeah.
There's maybe like 15 people there. But
yeah.
We weren't there long. We were there like 10 or 15 minutes.
No, yeah, we really weren't there long. And then like Jen had gone to sit on a window ledge and I followed her to be like, Jen, I really, really hate this. I feel so invasive. And then you came over and were like, what are you chatting about? And I was like, I don't want to be here. And then Sally turned around and was like, there's their bus.
Yeah, so there was like, it was so fucking ominous as well. Like, Belfast is literally dead. There was nothing, like not a car to be seen.
Truly, it was a ghost town. I was so shocked.
Like, it was actually creepy. Like, but then there's just this like big unmarked bus at the crossroads across the way, and I was like, sure, there they are. And then when they pulled in, the bus was just like parked there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and it's all blacked out, and I was like, lads, they're literally perceiving us right now. But then yeah, they got out. What was it? Michael and Callum just went straight in.
Yeah. Some girl like just placed her hand on Callum's arm as if to be like, I touched Callum Hood, and it really entertained me.
I like that.
Like, I think that Callum and Michael just gave like general, hey, what's up, and went in. Like, as they didn't stop. They just were like, hello, and kept walking. And this girl just like places the hand, and I found it hilarious.
They weren't rude or anything though. Everyone was like,
oh my God, no, they were really, really nice and tall really and nice. Hot and sexy.
They were like, oh, I'll see you, thanks for coming. Then Ashton came along. Ashton had like a pile of drumsticks with him that he like gave out to people.
And a great coat, a really great coat.
It looked like a vintage sort of 70s coat. It had like fur on.
Here's a reference that I can make on this podcast and people will get me. Do you remember the picture of Harry Styles in One Direction days and he was carrying all the Starbucks? And he had a coat like that on. Harry had a coat like that
actually
for a while.
Identical.
Yeah.
Oh my God, sorry, I was just looking at my phone there. You know the way bills have gone up crazy in Ireland right now?
Oh shit.
I don't even want to look at that.
Arnar.
Arnar, that is bad.
Zero, then, minus 5 seconds of summer to the Irish government. Minus infinity. Yeah.
Minus. But yeah, Aston handed out his drumsticks. And then he went inside. And then Luke came out. Luke was wearing a mask.
Luke also has clearly only brought one top for the entire tour, because any photo I've seen of him off stage, he's wearing this top.
But to be fair to Luke, he literally like stopped with everyone.
Yeah.
And his security guy was like, come on.
Yeah.
But he was still talking to everyone.
Like he didn't like talk really, but he just like took his little pic with everybody. And then stage manager Jen, like, because everyone was kind of like crowding, and Jen was like, guys, step back. We all start
to be fair,
like
people listened to her.
Yeah, we all start that. Like, I'll be sending my invoice for bodyguarding because we were like, guys, give him some space, like let him breathe.
Yeah.
And I was like lingering way back, feeling really uncomfortable, hating it, but just kind of like whispering, slay.
Like, no, you so were not. The minute Luke came over to us, you were jumping in that fucking picture.
I was in the photo, but I'm like so in the back of it.
That's because it's nighttime though.
That's true.
We got better lighting than most people though, because we were sort of
because we were like at the door. Yeah.
Stood back, like.
So yeah, he took the little pic with us. Radiating Cancer energy, like my brother in star signs.
Oh my God. But then, yeah, we just like went home and we were so buzzing the whole way home. Like we're literally skipping down the path.
I was having an existential crisis, but Ali and Gemma had the same time. And I was having a full crisis. And like, when we got back to the hostel, we were like sitting in the like little living area part of it. And I was like scrolling on my timeline and I would see photos of celebrities and I was like, they're just people. Why are we sharing photos of them? They're just people. This is like, I was having a full crisis. Ali was like, we have to go back in the morning. And I was like, I can't, I feel awful. And Ali was like, really? It's part of the job. It's just like normal. And I was like, do you know what else is part of life? Racism. And it shouldn't be. We shouldn't have known where they were. I was
also realistically, we would have been walking by it anyway. This is the thing, like our bus was going from the next street, so we had to walk by their hotel regardless. So I was like, well, we were going to get coffee before getting the bus anyway. So we're at the coffee shop, we're at Cafe Nero, right? It's literally, it's Cafe Nero, their hotel, where we get our bus, right?
Yeah.
And
Ali and Jen,
we might as well like pop our head, like it's literally 10 steps away, like I don't know, it's too close, and we're like, we might as well pop our head around and see if like there's girlies outside or, like,
and I was like, I'm gonna get a seat, because what I was expecting to happen was that they were gonna go down and people would be like, we have no word, they're gonna be ages, and Ali and Jen would come back, we'd have coffee and then we'd go. So I went in and got a sit-in coffee in Cafe Nero. And what meanwhile, did you do, Ali?
Around the corner, me and Jen, we walk around to the hotel and there's maybe like 4 or 5 people there. So we were sort of like, oh, maybe they've gone. But we went down anyway and we said to one of the people there, we're like, any crack, like, have the band left? And then one of the guys there just goes, they're literally right there. And we look into the like window of the hotel and they're just sitting at the door. And I was like, oh my God, gas. And we were like, are they going now? And then we realized that they were packing their bag, packing their bags into like a car, and I was like, this is mad. So then we text Aoife and we're like, Aoife, they're literally about to come out.
Yeah,
Aoife stays in Cafe Nero.
I stayed there for like a second. I was like, right, because I, at the same time Ali texted me that I was sending, I have the comfy seat, so they would know where to find me. And so then I was like, okay, what am I gonna do then? I was like, fuck it, I'll go down. So I like went and got a takeaway cup for my coffee and went down and like turned the corner in time to see Jen taking her photo with Michael, and then they all got in the car.
So yeah, before Aoife made it down, it was like Callum and Michael came out together and they were like very chill, like there was no sort of crazy rush or anything. They were getting pictures with the other people. Me and Jen sort of waited back a little bit until they took pictures with everyone else. Then I was like, oh, Callum, can I get a picture? Literally in love. My picture is very silly, but like,
so tall, handsome as hell. He's so stoned, and like, he does it so well.
Like, yeah, exactly. I was overwhelmed. I was so in love. Also, Jen was so funny because I was like, oh, thanks for the show, Callum. Literally, they're about to take a selfie. And Jen is like, you're not taking a selfie, you're getting a proper picture. And Jen like pulls my phone out of my hand. And takes like, or no, she has her phone. Then I was like, yeah, take my phone. He's pure like laughing at this, like.
And I'm in Cafe Nero.
We get a picture anyway, and he's very chill. But I think he was like ready to take a picture of Jen, but Jen just like beelined to Michael.
Oh, pied. How many women can say they've pied Callum Hood?
Yeah, I don't know. He was like, at this point, there's security or tour manager or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They were going to the airport. I think they were actually late.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went over to Michael then. And it was actually, yeah, it was so grand getting pictures with Michael because everyone else had already spoke to Michael. Yeah, Jen got a picture. He's really cute. Michael, like, proper, like, his little...
Yeah.
Like, they're really cute.
This is... I witnessed this part, and it was so cute because Jen loves Michael.
Yeah, Jen...
So, like, I was, like, rounding the corner to see, like, the happiest moment of Jen's life. I was, yeah.
No, like, me and Jen are only friends because of Five Sauce. That's how we met each other in college.
Oh, my God.
She was like, oh, my God, you love Five Sauce. That's how, like, we made friends. And she's always been, like, Michael girl. I have switched lanes so many times. But yeah, very cute. Then I got a picture with Michael and we were like, oh, best of luck with the rest of the tour. And then you were there when Ashton came out.
Yeah, and then Ashton came out and just was like, sorry guys, I'm running late, and like went to the car.
Yeah, Ashton came out like a while after the rest of them. So I had to just jump in the car. Also Luke was also there when Michael and Callum were there, but we'd already like met Luke the night before, so we were just kind of like, we're not gonna annoy him.
We don't care anymore.
No, we're just kind of like, oh, we've already
seen
Luke. But yeah, then we went to London.
Yeah,
but also yesterday.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday I didn't take very many pictures at the gigs because I don't know, my phone isn't very good at it. But I took loads of videos, and the videos were quite good. But yesterday I took like screenshots out of my videos, like turn them into pictures, and I tried to edit them quite cool to make them look like film pics, so they're kind of grainy and everything. And I shared them on my Instagram, and then I'm like downtown with my mom, we're in Lidl, we're buying chicken. And my phone started like buzzing like mad. I was like, what is going on? And I thought it was like, because we use Slack for work. I don't know if anyone else who listens uses it, but it does that, like if there's stuff going on in your work, it just buzzes. So I just assumed it was that. I got my phone, it's my Instagram, there's loads of people liking my pictures. And I was like, what is this? And then someone commented on it. I just thought people had shared them or something, like a fan account had shared them. And then someone commented on it and was like, Ashton shared these pictures. I was like, what? And then I go on like Ashton's story and Ashton has shared my photographs. I was like, what?
Slay.
I was like, ma'am, one of the fans shared my pictures. And I was like, I literally was screaming. And then my dad like is really into like photography and stuff. So when I came home, I was like, dad, one of the band members shared my pictures on his story. And my dad's like, how many followers?
Millions, dad.
And he's like, oh, that's so cool. But yeah, Ashton like fully like liked them as well. Very cool, very, very cool.
Very thanks slay.
Very, very slay. Literally got like 20 followers.
Oh my God, love that. Yeah, Ali's like a real Five Sauce fan influencer now. You're going viral on the Five Sauce girls.
But I fell off the train for a few years. Like me and Jen used to be like stans, like, because I probably did like them more than One Direction. I cared about them more than One Direction. But because I'd liked One Direction longer, I was like more attached.
You
to
were
them.
Like felt a loyalty, yeah.
Yeah. Just so mad. I'm so lucky. I was only thinking last night. I've seen them like a bunch of times here. I've only not met them once when I've seen them.
Oh.
Isn't that mad?
Oh my God, slay.
Slay. Why doesn't that happen at 1D?
Yeah.
Why
do I have 1D? And then, yeah, I don't know why I refused to meet celebrities. Because then when we were like debriefing in Cafe Nero and Ali and Jen were really excited. They were like, why didn't you just
come
down?
We were literally in the couches just like sitting back.
Like, do you know the way people like give like ice cold butter and you can never spread the butter? It was really like entertaining in the sweetest way ever. Because Jen was like fully shaking after. And then she was trying to spread this rock hard butter on her scone. But like was shaking at the same time. And I was like, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like,
oh no, it was so cute after we met Michael. And they like got
she just like
couch.
Cried and it was so
and
sweet.
Crying, and then I started crying because I was like, oh my God, like she finally met him. Like,
oh,
very sweet.
But yeah, like I don't like feel any like regret that I wasn't there. Like I'm not like fuck my life, I didn't meet them. I literally just am like, no, I can't do this. Like, and then Ali reminded me, and I'm sure I've told the story on this podcast, I have done the same thing to Harry Styles. I pied Harry Styles. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I just was like, this is not for
me.
I get
it though. I know what you mean. Like, I do get that it is like weird.
Because like, if we had gone for a drink and they were in the same pub as us, then do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't have felt weird like sending them over shots or like.
You also said the funniest thing. I think it was the nighttime when we were there and we were like, let's hang around, let's try meet them. And you were literally like, you know, this is ruling you out of getting with them. And me and Jen were like, yeah, but it's fine, we never will. And you said it with such conviction, like that was something that could happen.
Like, maybe this is the root of the problem, is that I am so delusional.
You're so convinced
that I'm like, they like, because, you know, I don't know if anybody's on the side of TikTok right now where it's like my you can't fly jets if you're colorblind moment, and it's like the thing that made you realize you'll never achieve like your dream. And I'm like, I'm never gonna have that because I'm so delusional. But I'm like, no, I'll still do it. So maybe I'm just too delusional to meet celebrities because I'm like, nah, well,
when
now
you
the
said
fanfic.
That, I was like, Aoife, I was like, that's just never going to happen.
I don't think that I meant to say it with that much conviction.
It was very
but I guess
funny,
my delivery was full of it. I'm such an actor.
I was like,
at
I'm
all
so
times.
Glad she thinks that I could pull that off. I mean, with the amount of was staring, maybe.
Maybe, you know, maybe we had a chance.
Maybe if we didn't come outside those.
Yeah. Well, I was just like so confused by why Belfast was so dead the whole time that we were there as well. That maybe, I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, like I was loving it for everybody who was there and meeting them and everyone was so happy. But like, I just felt like really invasive. I don't know. Mm. But like, I don't like begrudge anyone who does it. I just like, this is not for me. This is not for me. This is not for me. So I had an oat milk latte and Jen and Ali's dreams came true. I would write my experience of watching you meet Five Sauce like 100 out of 5 seconds of summer.
Yeah.
How would you rate your experience of meeting Five Sauce?
100, yeah. They're just so sound, like
really,
like
really sound.
But like they're very much like real people. Like I was saying to Jen like afterwards, like obviously we've met like a couple of people due to our line of work, but like I get quite intimidated. I don't know why. It's not even like I can't speak to celebrities, like I definitely can, I can speak to them no problem, but there's some of them that I would be quite nervous and I would maybe just
some people present there. Themselves as like above you,
yeah,
and you like, know, or like if they're like
I wouldn't know what to say, whereas like with myself, I'm like, these are just lads my age who like play instruments, like I know we're standing outside the hotel meeting them, but I don't actually think of them as being like these big celebrities. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I'm just like, they're just a band that I really like. Yeah, I would never be intimidated to meet them.
Yeah, like they just felt like very real and like even, yeah, and like I think that that's kind of the other thing that made me feel even weirder about it, like if they like presented themselves as like untouchable god beings, then I probably actually wouldn't feel as weird. And like, I wonder, yeah, is that why, like, because I had just spent that like whole day with Harry Styles, essentially watching him from like really, really close. And like, he was making jokes with the crowd and stuff that whole afternoon. And so then when it's like, go get a picture, I was like, well, I just like hung out with him all day. And so, because Five Sauce are so real, do you know what I mean? Like they present themselves as like, we're just the lads. And like you say, like they're all our age. And so then.
And it's such a thing with like, you know, sometimes with celebrities, they'll have like such a crew of security and they'll have someone around them that are kind of like not stopping you but like making it more difficult to meet them.
Yeah,
whereas like when we met them that morning, like the tour manager was there but he was so busy packing up the car that he didn't really give a fuck until he was like, lads, we actually have to go now.
Yeah.
They were like, it was very chill.
Yeah.
And no one was pushy, like I'm so used to
One everyone D. was so nice, like Five Sauce fans were fucking so really nice, man.
Yeah, I think that's probably why they did stop, because like, yeah, whatever, they were running to the airport, but like I think if there was more people there and if people were annoying, they might have just got into the car.
Yeah, because that's what we were saying, is probably why only Luke stopped in the evening before. Yeah, because like if the four of them had stopped and there was that many people, they would have been there for half an hour.
Ages. Yeah,
yeah. Whereas like if Luke just does the rounds really quick, like, yeah,
that was quite late because we had like we were in town all evening after the concert, like that was like 12 or 1, like
yeah, I think that it was like literally just before 12 when they got there. because I had just checked the time. Yeah, we got there at like 11:45.
So like they must have been wrecked because we were wrecked.
Yeah.
We were wrecked and soaked.
Yeah. So yeah. 5 seconds of summer. I write you 500 seconds of summer.
Yes. As Ethan would say, slay.
Slay. Oh, and they played a new song that I need them to release because it's stuck in my head.
Oh, easy for you to say.
Yeah.
It is so good.
A piece of pizza mind.
He looked sweet this morning where he's like,
pizza. Yeah, that was
pizza.
Funny.
Pretty funny.
That's made me laugh.
Clearly back in our Five Sauce era. I'm on Five Sauce TikTok again.
God, like, I'm very much, I'm on like specifically that Dublin concert TikTok. Every second video is a video from that fucking concert.
I literally went on to look at their tour dates and what ones were on weekends and was like looking up flights.
Yeah, I'm going to London at the end of the month, and if they were playing in London at the end of the month, I would have bought a ticket and gone.
I was looking
like even just a seated ticket, gone and just like watched the show and had some pints. Like, it's a beautiful show.
€25 return to go to the Milan concert, but there's just no tickets at the minute. So if a ticket were to pop up for Milan, I'm there. €25 return. Like, see us.
I would go with you to that.
We can find tickets. I want to go.
I have like €16 in my bank account, but I'll get the money.
All you need is what? You need €9
to get there, and then I need money to get the ticket.
Yeah, and we could just sleep in McDonald's.
I mean, I'm not saying no to anything.
Next episode of Night Memories is you live from Milan. And I really want to go to Milan as well, so.
Milan is really a sly. Milan slies.
He is there.
But yeah, that was a quick detour into Five Sauce. Maybe someday we'll do like an episode on like their music and stuff. I think we talked about doing that.
When they drop this new album, we should so do like a review.
Yeah.
I feel like most people who listen to this podcast are like OT9s. Like,
yeah, or at least like I think that anyone who was in One Direction stan either dabbled in Five Sauce or like dropped them for Five Sauce. So
Yeah,
a sleigh. What else has happened? The Grammys happened there. Whatever. Nothing. Nobody moved.
No Harry. You know what I mean? You don't care.
Nobody moved. Sorry to the Grammys. And yeah, that was 5 seconds of summer. That was our review of 5 seconds of summer. We will be back to our regularly scheduled One Direction nonsense soon.
Yeah, ASAP.
But like actually soon, not like see in 7 months soon. We literally are. So yeah.
If you're going to Five Sauce, enjoy. You're gonna have the time of your life. It is
you
so
really
good.
Are. And if so you're the Five Sauce stage designer, like Emmys, BAFTAs, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. Whatever guild lighting designers are part of, you win.
You win. Yeah. Slay, slay, slay.
Absolutely.
Just
slay.
Follow us on everything. Our Midnight Mem pod. We will be
check out
more.
Ali's TikToks and the photos that she took that Ashton Irwin liked and shared.
Oh yeah. I'm Fizzy Ali on TikTok. And I posted like all my concert videos. So
yeah.
If you want to see Callum Hood staring at us, go enjoy.
And I'm Aoife Brown 7. That's AOIFEBROWNE 7 on Twitter and Instagram. And slay.
Bye
guys.